You been drinking?
No. Well, 10 beers.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Spellcast Streaming Audio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, we're back again, and this is the Havoc Free Scene Radio. After a short delay there at the start, nearly 20 minutes. Why did we have that delay? Well, Aladox, let's just leave that up to you, mate. But in future, please leave the server on. We had a bit of a server-related problem. Aladox forgot to wake up this morning and turn the machine on. But anyway, enough respect to the guy, because he's actually providing us with a nice, spanking, brand new 100 megabit link. Yes, that's right. We've got our own Shoutcast server and our own 100 megabit uplink. So that's all pretty cool. Anyway, in the studio today, and I say studio loosely, we have...
Hello.
he forgot his name, but that was Randall.
And I'm Drift as well.
Yeah, aside from all the people that keep forgetting their names, we've got Drift and Randall back in the station, so back in the studio again, just to bring you some more fun and hardware-breaking enjoyment. Anyways, we've got loads of news and loads of stuff for you today. First of all, I hope everyone can hear this and it's all going through properly. If you are having some problems listening to it, it's clipping or whatever, there's some instructions on the website about increasing your buffer size. So basically you'll be able to listen to the show without any problems. We can basically guarantee that there aren't any streaming problems. We've tested this out a lot and we couldn't find any. So what we found was it was client end that had most of the problems. So if you've got any queries at all, go check the website or message me. Anyway, this is one thing. We're actually looking at the screen now. You guys should know that if you've got a big buffer on it, you'll be pretty lagged from the broadcast that we're doing. Don't expect an instant response. Anyway, now that we're here at the very start of the show, I think I should just tell you this. We've got, as we said, we have got two new features, or one new feature, but just two ways of doing it. We will be taking live calls via NetMeeting and Securiphone. If you don't have either of those tools, well, NetMeeting comes with every version of Windows there is, so just do Start Programs, pick an option and go there, I don't know, somewhere on the hard drive anyway. You'll have NetMeeting as part of your operating system if you've got Windows. If you don't, then Securiphone. If you go to www.securiphone.com and download that application on there, you will be able to call us straight away. If you want to know how to call us, just install Securiphone, get it all working, and then ring 41323. There's all instructions in the Securiphone documents on how to do that. Anyway, I'm just going to fade this music down in the background a bit. Quality fade in that, wasn't it? So what we will be doing a bit later on in the show is we will be taking calls straight through. If you want to get on station, if you want to give us a call, you can't actually call us if you're using NetMeeting. What you'll have to do is just message me. I'll get your IP. You load. I'm just totally lost track of it today. I don't know what I'm doing. You load NetMeeting, and we'll ring you, and we can get you live on the air. So how cool a feature is that? Anyway, so we're here, Havoc Free Scene Radio, and we've got quite a bit of news actually this week round for you. Anyway, the Havoc we seem to be famous for leaving it until the last minute. You know, we've had Aladox literally leave it until after the last minute. In fact, 15 minutes past the last minute. But anyways, mate, we've been fixing the mixer again a couple of minutes before the broadcast, or a couple of minutes before when we thought the broadcast would be. All that kind of stuff. I just received ADOC's news broadcast 30 minutes before we actually started the show, so that is up-to-date news for you guys. Right, what else? Just a little bit of news from ADOC's best buffer size. If you're using Winamp or pretty much any buffering software, set your buffer to 24K. That should do the trick for you. Anyway, just do a quick check in the channel. Can everyone hear us, and is it all sounding okay? If you can just whack something into the channel, tell us we're doing okay, because it's a bit hard to tell this end. I've got the worst view meter in the world to tell us the output volume, so we'll see what we can do anyway. Let's see. We've had, since the last broadcast, we've had, what we usually do at the end of most broadcasts, just get a bit comfortable here.
it's going to knock something off.
Yeah. You know, yeah, as soon as I move my feet, like, the whole station's going to come crashing to a halt. Anyway, from what we do at the end of most broadcasts is we do a little secret part. We play some music for a bit and have a chat to the people that's on there. We don't record it, we don't archive it to the website. None of that stuff happens, so it's just for the people that are hanging around and talking, you know, all that kind of thing. So since we've been doing this, we've had these kind of like standoffs between the listeners and me. I've been broadcasting, and then people just won't disconnect. When I tell them it's the end of the show, they refuse to actually disconnect, which is a bit of a pain in the arse. So I'm sitting there like 5 minutes after, just 5 minutes of total silence, and it's still like five listeners connected. So I don't know, these people are just a bit fucking crazy, aren't they? So we've had some threats come through to the station. Somebody threatened to write a virus, send a Trojan here to keep us broadcasting on the air, so we can't actually turn the broadcast server off, so we're actually forced to play music. Somebody suggested some Jedi mind tricks to keep us online, which is interesting. Zinko, yes, the always some humour coming from Zinko. He can't hear us apparently. Nice one, mate. So let's have a look. What else have we got here? People have to listen to the live show because of the hidden part. I've talked about the hidden part, but there's going to be no hidden part today, actually, because these guys are here, and I'm going to try and sell Drift my broken Amiga, but nobody tell him it's broken. We'll just fool him. I'll just draw on a piece of paper and stick it on the screen. It's like, yeah, that's what Workbench is meant to look like, mate. What else have we got? Anyway, Huggy Dismag. Huggy Dismag is now going to be hosted at The Havoc. www.thehavoc.co.uk. Where was I going with that?
No idea.
No. Anyway, Huggy Dismag is going to be hosted at The Havoc. Next issue is going to be online there, www.thehavoc.co.uk, and obviously www.huggy.de, isn't it?
Yep,
that's right.
I like it.
Yeah. It's going to be hosted there, so that's where to get the next issue. There'll be more news from that from Ado. You know, I've really lost it today. I've really, really lost it. I'm usually on a bit of a roll by now.
You've not been very well, though, have you?
No, that's true. I was pretty ill. I'm pretty ill a couple of days ago, but... But, you know, like a true...
He's got a real bad pain in his right wrist.
it's crazy.
I don't know what it was, but it nearly put him out of action.
I actually heard it was HIV, but it was a 24-hour kind, so...
It was the 24-hour kind of HIV, okay. We've had loads of people on UK Scene get their new high mega bandwidth lines and all that, so Crazy's been training everybody porn. Drift and Randall are a bit jealous because they like live out in the countryside somewhere. Actually, I'm surprised you guys made it here today. What with the foot and mouth restrictions on? Surprised they let you out.
Well, is you know Randall's still shaping up all right? I'm not sure how long it will last. Mind?
No, can't walk very far.
Not with your foot in your mouth. That could be.
Yeah.
So, does anybody actually know what foot and mouth disease is?
I think it's sores or something. Sores in your mouth and feet. But it's a sheep and pigs.
Yeah, bed sores.
And someone told me you get shingles, the human equivalent or something. But you only get that if you're a sailor. So. Must be something to do with the genes. Something to do with the genes or something.
You seem to know a lot about this, mate.
Well connected, you say.
Really?
Always down the docks.
One thing that we want to announce. We've got to do a little advert here for Mod Plug Radio. A lot of you have probably heard of PC program, Mod Plug Tracker, Mod Plug...
Top stuff.
Yes, indeed. In fact, just to prove it that I'm not just some liar, let me see if I can load Mod Plug Tracker. Here's where it crashes my machine. Audio, Mod Plug Player. There we go. Is that not...
I've never actually made anything with this, but...
You know, that's only the player. I've got the tracker installed. Anyway, that's... apparently one of us is a primate. It's not me because I'm named. So it's a bit difficult for some of these guys. They're not as advanced as some of us. They can't read the channel and talk at the same time. But this was just a bit of proof. Anyway, Mod Plug Radio. We're happy to announce a partnership with Mod Plug Radio. They're going to be playing our slots and our bits and pieces all through. What's up?
Nothing.
Have you screwed the mixer up again, mate?
I'm just trying to check about the volumes or something.
The volumes all right?
I don't know.
The volumes look fine here.
You think so?
Yeah, looks fine. Looks fine. I think it's... I don't know, we'll blame it on someone. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Mod Plug Radio, www.modplug.com/radio. If you want to hear the Mod Plug Radio, that's Mr. X. We've got a little partnership in place with him. Do some adverts on his station. He's going to do some adverts on ours, Mod Plug Radio. And it basically goes like that. So, you know, a bit more of the scene cooperation. So that's all good news. Anyway, that's pretty much it for the station news today. I've really lost the plot today. I've really lost the plot. By about this time, I'm right in there. I'm right in with the news. I know what's going on. And now I'm just all over the shop. It's very strange.
It's the illness, mate. That's what it is.
It's always the illness. Blame it on the illness. That's right. Let's have a look. Scene news. As usual, ADOC is going to be here with all his scene news and bits and pieces for you. Let's just have a look through what I've got here. Fox, I was speaking to a guy called Fox just before the show here. He sends his greetings out to everybody he knows. So, hello to everybody he knows. Ram Jam, yes, my old group. Ram Jam are back on the scene. www.ramjam.org gives you a 404, so don't go there. Ram Jam are back. I don't really have a lot of information about that for you. I mean, a lot of you probably know exactly what's going on with that already. Surfing Mustafa.
Tell us.
So I don't really know what's going on there. It's like they are my group, but I really don't know. Anyway, there seems to be a Ram Jam reunion revival thing going around, so all the old members of Ram Jam are coming back. Yeah, ramjam.org should be online soon. I know Surfing and Mustafa and a couple of other guys are involved with Team 7 creating some kind of shoot 'em up platform game, I think, for the Amiga. I think. Not sure. Don't hold me to that. I'll make sure. I'll check that out.
Is that coded in Amos or?
Ramjam is a quality group, mate. We don't code in Amos. Well, no, actually, I code in Amos, but everybody else doesn't. So now I'm actually getting really good with the C++. I can now print "Hello World" to the screen, and it doesn't error when it does it.
Nice.
It's quality. Anyway, let's have what else. Mono. Mono released lots of cool music. We get a lot of their music from them, so I think it's probably about time that we say thanks to them. That's definitely. They released. They got a lot of good tracks. If you guys don't know them, if you guys are relatively new on the scene, a guy called Hollywood, now known as Hol, I think he started. He started Mono about
mid-90s,
yeah. It was quite a while ago. Anyway, Mono 211, or it started off as Mono, which were just four-channel modules released by a bunch of people. And it's basically changed into Mono 211 and then Monotonic, and they release MP3s and all kinds of music. A lot of talented guys on there, so you should go and check that out if you haven't. That's www.mono2111.com. It is, yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, Zinko, yes, Ram Jammers, we rocks. Damn right, mate. Yeah, you see, that's a classic delay, that is. I think, looking at that, there's probably about a 10 second live.
Shoutcast is usually about 10 seconds.
It's about a 10 second shoutcast delay there, isn't there? Anyway, let's have a look. What else are we at? Less Music Productions, yeah. Less is LMP. LMP, who runs LMP?
No
ideas. No. That's LMP. Anyway, we use a lot of Less Music here as well. Anyway, I think it's listen.to/LMP2. I need to check that out. Anyway, I've probably just given an advert for somebody totally wrong. But yeah, we use a lot of their music as well. We're going to be playing a bit of their music later on in the show. Going through the news a bit quicker now. Unofficial Mecha Symposium invitation intro. That's at www.farbrash.com/fr011_party.zip. That URL you probably didn't get, so it'll. I think it's on OJuice and CFX Web and some other places anyway. So you can get that there. Talking about CFX Web, there's been some massive changes to that. I actually gave him a bit of a bashing last week. Said that the new site looked exactly like the old site, and then Cyvax promptly went ahead and changed it completely. So I turned a bit stupid, but no, it actually looks pretty cool. I've spoken to Cyvax about this. A couple of suggestions how to change it, update it, but he might take him on board. He might just say I'm a lamer. But we'll see.
Is that how he actually pronounces Andor?
Cyvax.
Cyvax.
Cyvax. Cyvax.
Isn't that a rude part of a lady's body?
All right, mate.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's, you know, he is one, but I'm just saying that, you know, that's what it sounds like.
It's like insult the scene a week, isn't it? right. Actually, that's a good point. Somebody's going to ring us up in a bit. Yeah, that's a good point. Start messaging me if you want us to ring you and get on the air live. Just send me a message, tell us you want on, and I'll DNS your IP and connect to you shortly. You'll need NetMeeting or a security phone installed. Message us if you want some instructions on that. Yeah, let's have a look. What else we got? Sulfur's had his cable modem for a week, 2 weeks, something like that. He's had it for a while, and Crazy finally got his ADSL. There's not really any news there, is there? So, alright, let's forget about that. There's a pure scene party at Gothenburg on the 24th to the 27th of May. If you want to check that out, that's http://_.linuxbitch.net. So,
Linuxbitch.
That's like if you do a DNS lookup on Microsoft.com. Have you seen that?
I've yeah, it's several things, isn't it? It's
you get if you do a DNS lookup.
Yeah. Bill Gates is a twat or something.
Yeah, oh, you get all kinds of crap. I'll do a DNS lookup before the next segment anyway.
If we'll you actually look at you go to netcraft.com and you type in like Microsoft.com on the actual on their website. It actually gives the entire listing for the domain names in the Microsoft.com domain, and it seems like Windows 2000 and Windows NT, some of the servers for like Encarta and whatnot. Well, actually, one box there is actually Linux. They've actually got a Linux server running on in the Microsoft domain.
That's a bit of a classic one, actually. Yeah.
So yeah, I've got something stable winning in that lot at least.
Windows rocks, mate. Windows is great, and it didn't just trash like the whole 650 meg first CD of Crouching Tiger for me. But Actually, to be fair, it was the hard drive rather than the operating system, but I don't think the operating system helped much. Let's have a look. Ah, yeah, now, this is an interesting bit of news. Magic of Narcolor, just recently, about an hour before the broadcast, he actually changed the topic in Hash Amiga Scene to latest news, Darkus's continuing devotion, ? I asked him what that was about. I asked him to elaborate a bit, because as we all know, Darkus has quit the scene and Devotion is dead, but he wouldn't reveal his source, so that's going to be something we're going to keep a close eye on, see if we can get you some information on that. Let's have a look, what else here? We've got issue, the next issue of Pain is out. You can download that at plain.planet-d.net. With all the usual articles, art, interviews, tutorials, articles, reviews, articles, charts, articles and art. So, there's a few articles in there anyway. www.lnxscene.org is now open with Linux intros, demos and productions available. So go there, get on the IRC channel, of course, hash demo scene, to get some more information. But that's a good thing. The Linux demo scene, we don't hear a lot about that. Mainly because my Linux box is a bit shite, to be honest. It's got a big hole in the front. But, yeah, that's the Linux demo scene. I don't really know a lot about that.
It's surprising, really, if you think about it, because it's meant to be like an open source community. It must have some of the pretty, like, the most shit up programmers for it, and yet you don't really see.
But you know what the problem is? You see all these Unix freaks; their long hair gets in their eyes. So.
Ah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Every time it does, that's
what it is. Yeah. it's scary when you look at like black and white text for 6 days on end, like your creativity just goes out the window, doesn't it? But let's have a look. What else there? Confine have released their final version of Lost, which came second at the DreamHack. You can download that at defi.erxer.net/files/cnf-lost_refinal_.zip. Do you ever get the feeling that some of the URLs I read out here nobody's ever going to remember? But
I look that one up when I get home.
Similar. What else we got? The Awakener of T3F has released the source code of his 4K intro Pulse. Who was that by?
I've got no idea.
Pulse. No, Pulse is a group, and they did an intro called something else. Maybe.
Yeah, rings a bell.
Yeah. Pulse. We'll have a think about that. Anyone remember what Pulse did? Or was there a demo called Pulse? Can't remember. Anyway. Now this is a bit of sad news, to be honest. The Hornet Archive. The Hornet Archive has been online for many, 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 many years. Everyone knows pretty much what it is. Full of scene productions and music and all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, it's been closed. I'm just reading from the info text here. The FTP archive was sold to Digital River. The CD-ROM business was consolidated into BSDI. The Hornet website itself was moved to Snowman of Hornet's own machine, and that's separate from both companies. And they were both kind enough to let him continue hosting the FTP archive and selling the mods CD-ROM series until now. As of the 4th of March 2001, BSDI discontinued sale of all Hornet CDs. The remaining inventory was destroyed soon after. As of March 14th, Digital River took most of ftp.cdrom.com directories offline, including /pub/demos, which you know is the Hornet archive. And that's basically it. All isn't lost, though. Of course, everyone knows there's a fully operational mirror at ftp.scene.org/pub/mirrors/Hornet, so you can go there and get all your ex-Hornet products anyway. So that's a mirror. I guess it's not a mirror anymore. It's the only site, isn't it? They say that they may revive the archive someday on their own hardware, but for now it's just going to be passed. So that's a shame. So it looks like the death of the Hornet archive.
Is an FTP at is it .luth.se?
Luth.lud.se, isn't it?
It's just Luth.
Is it Luth?
S-E, yeah.
L-U-T-H.
L-U-T-H, yeah. Is that a mirror as well?
I don't know. I've been there before, but there was just loads of source code and stuff that I was grabbing off there.
No,
so
I've seen PC, especially PC demos on there, and I've seen some C64 stuff on there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
So, it might still be up.
I just downloaded some Vectable crap. It was years ago.
Vectable?
Yeah, with source code with it as well.
Vectable stuff?
Yeah. So I could learn to put Hello World on the screen. See, I'm almost up to your standard.
You aspire to be as good a coder as I'm not. That's like the classic thought. Who was it that came into UK scene and gladly shouted that he was coding 8? That's my phone going, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really need to unplug like the phone. Yeah, I really need to unplug the phone when we do these broadcasts. It's,
you got Anne's machine by any chance?
Yeah, but she's out doing the shopping.
Oh, right.
So
I thought I was a dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah. Where was I going with what I was just saying? Yeah, that's it. Somebody came into the UK scene channel and they said, I'm just coding a music disc. And somebody said, what in? They said, Visual Basic.
Oof.
Ooh, that's got to be painful, isn't it? Can't remember who that was. Can you remember? No.
I've never seen that myself.
No. It probably just loads mod plug up.
Yeah.
Passes the songs and parameter away.
In terms of it, you've nearly finished your PHP scripts, haven't you?
I have my jukebox for Deja Vu in summer. So
Do you know when Deja Vu's going to be? Because there's been a lot of talk about that.
I've spoken to Semtex this week.
Ah, yes.
Exclusive. And he says that nothing has been decided yet.
Ah, that's pathetic.
But basically, he's been really busy with work and that sort of thing, and he hasn't had any time to sort of do any of the organisation. So,
I think
your guess is as good as mine. Maybe Barrog or Tim J might know more.
Barrog mentioned, his plans are actually in the works.
Because as far as I'm aware, it's going to be up in the north again, of England again this year.
No website though, still.
So nope.
Would be nice to have a message board.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be nice to get a message board back up.
Yeah. So we reckon it's going to be about the middle of the year.
Yeah, it should
as
be.
Always.
It should be start of July.
It's always been July, hasn't it?
Well. Always. That'd be good. So hopefully I'd like to get the radio station up there and broadcast from the party itself. But if I try and even put that laptop in a bag, it's just going to fall apart. that's such a pathetic laptop. I do need to get a new one or another one. I've been reduced to buying laptops because I've got no more room for machines here. So it's disgusting.
Expensive hobby, I think.
Yeah, way too expensive. Yes, that's right. This is the Havoc Free Radio Station, isn't it? So we've got to have some broken hardware to give away. What have we got in the box this week?
Let's have a bit of a rummage around.
Let's have a look.
So many 2000 network cards.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Let's have a look. What have we got here? We have a what's that? We have a Compaq Netflix 3 network card.
I love that, so I'll fix the compo for that one.
That was a Compaq Netflix 3 card. We've got this is good. We've got an Adaptec AHA 2910C SCSI card. We've got loads of other shit. Oh no, that's my Compaq. So what was that? I don't know. Anyway, we've got loads of hardware that we might give away if anyone gives us a good reason to. Other than clearing out my spare room here. But it's just far too many amounts of shit. Actually, we've still got the CD drive, the broken CD drive, which I think has just become a mascot rather than a prize. So that's a good point. If you want to ring this, somebody ring up the station. That's a good idea. Somebody's got to ring up the station now. So right, what we're going to do is I'm just going to make sure these applications are sitting there and ready. We're going to go to some scene news from Adok Ahagi. Actually, just before that, we're going to play you a little bit of music. We're going to give you Motion from Origin 2 by Claws of Bomb. It's a very cool track. And then we will leave you in the capable hands of Adok from Huggy. And then we'll be back with some more scene news and some more scene discussion. And we'll arrange to get some people on here and we'll have a chat to them. Of course, coming up later in the show, we've got the absolute classic, Mackay. Does a rip of, if anyone's heard Outcast, Miss Jackson. Have you guys heard that? That's very cool. But, stick around for that. I think you'll really like that. So, we shall be back, very shortly. I'm just going to, realise that I've turned all my volume levels down now, so I can't actually play anything. We'll leave you with Motion, by Claws of Bomb. Adok Ahagi is coming up next, and we shall be back shortly.
being brought to you via Dolsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. Shoutcast.
Scene News with Adok of Huggy.
Hi people, welcome to this week's news program. This is Adok of Huggy talking to you, and in the background you're listening to music by Converse of Area 51 and by Ajax Lemon. I'm going to tell you what happened in a scene in the past 2 weeks. First about DiscMax. Pain issue 2 of 2001 has been released. Of course it's the first issue in this year. But it was supposed to be the February issue, that's why it's called 2 of 2001. In fact it was released in March, but anyway, it is a good issue with quite a lot of articles compared to the usual standard of Pain in quite a good quality indeed. For example, there's a summary of the year 2000 related to the PC scene and the 64 scene, as well as an evaluation of the standard of the scene in general from all kinds of platforms. So if you haven't already read it, I would recommend you to read it. It is very interesting indeed. And it's a nice thing to read while you are waiting for Huggy 22. Download it at pain.planet-d.net. And if you talk Russian, there is also a new Russian disc mag, Kula issue 3.5. 3.5, why this name? Because it is a special issue. It was released live at the party Mind Resources 2001. And Fat Crater, the main editor, writes, "Don't take it too serious. It has a lot of jokes and fun inside." So don't take it too serious, but have fun if you understand the language. Kulosdyne.nm.ru. You don't speak Russian, but you speak German, yeah? Then, well, then you should download TapMac 5, also called TM5. 160 kilobytes of articles, packed in an engine that occupies 1.2 megabytes of space, but it's good looking and it has nice background animations, so it is worth downloading it. www.tap-home.de. Regarding demos, there seems to be a parody on Farbrouch's intro, The Product. It's called Inofficial FR.9. By made by Elite Group FR. A so-called, or let's say self-called anonymous coward, writes on Calodox, a demo link exchange, "Wow, this probably is the best waste of space I've seen in years, especially since I have ISDN. Wer das Demo nicht groß macht, hat es nicht kapiert," or something like that. I'm not really good at German. This demo is supposed to contain a huge MP3 and crappy music, oh well, and of course crappy graphics and so on. Ronnie of Farbrush has thanked the author for this great persiflage. It was released at Synthesis 2001, by the way. And of course it's available at scene.org in the Synthesis directory. By the way, from the same site, Calodox Demo Links Exchange, there is a hint towards hidden keys in the product. Press F key for fast forward, R to restart, and A to restart the current scene. There may be more keys, but the person who submitted this is called Marcinelli, doesn't know them, so maybe you will find them out yourself. And there's also a new release by Farbrouch, by the way. It is the unofficial invitation intro to Mecha and Symposium. Mecha and Symposium will take play in May, so if you want to go there, then pack your bags, or, well, be prepared to pack your bags soon, so that you don't forget it. It's at www.farb-rausch.com, of course. Regarding demo development tools, there's a new version of Otis Infuse Project DemoGL. DemoGL is of course a development kit for OpenGL based demos. What's new? Full documentation, new examples, and of course, full source code. You can get it at www.demogl.com. And for the sound coders, there's G-Audio 2 SDK. Officially released, new features are MPEG part replaced by a very fast routine. S3M format has been added for old tunes. The APA structure has been redesigned, and many more. Of course, this library comes from Odin of Gods, that's why it's called G-Audio. G-Audio for God's Audio. And you can get it at www.obrastudio.com/G-Audio. Also, you might be interested in the fact that NoRecess has updated his website. You can find there the Shave Yell 3D engine with its Visual C++ source code with a Lightwave Specs.x senior player as used in the flower demo from Prune, with the winner of the Synthesis demo party. So if you want to check it out, it's at norecess.planet-d.net. Regarding new projects, there's a hint at Calodoc's Demolinks exchange by Warpick of Exceed that there may be soon a Heaven 8. Probably you know, Heaven 7 was the 64 kilobyte intro that won Mechaland Symposium of last year. So maybe it will be released at next year's Mechaland Symposium again. It was an intro that featured real-time ray tracing and in general had a poetic kind of touch to it. That was why it became very popular. Let's see what this one will be like. There's also a music disc project, but a special music disc project. This new project, writes its organizer Adam, should combine music, GFX, text, and so on. There will always be a team, an idea, and everybody is encouraged to submit his or her portion, thoughts, music, pictures, photos, etc. They want to discuss serious problems through high-quality art. And the name of this project is called Global with 2B. You can find more information at the website www.scene.cz/global. Regarding web projects, there's a great website called nate.net. It has been opened by the organizers of the Nate Demo Party in Canada, and it's meant to be a scene portal, especially for the American scene, but in fact, of course, for the whole world. The design looks interesting, and there is a lot of content per day. If they manage to keep this quality up, then it will probably be something worth taking a peek on from day to day. Nate.net is the URL. By the way, there's also a South African demo scene web archive, which I was asked to announce. It's located at www.demoscene.co.za. And if you are interested in Cracktros, there's a Cracktro archive at www.cracktro.de. Basically, it's related to the recent console scene. And if you're not interested in consoles but in Linux, www.lnxscene.org. With most Linux intros, demos, tiny products available. Another thing I want to mention is the homepage of the Spanish Modules channel, modules with a set, dot dark gate.net, designed by Yero. An interesting rumor is that there might be a kind of demo show in Vienna in May. Vienna, Austria, of course. But I do not have official information yet, so I won't say anything more about this yet. A human is proud to announce that one of his tunes has been used in a Finnish radio program called Radio Mafia. And I've checked the website, indeed they have a special demo show, demo music show, of course, with music by various demo scene artists. Find out more at www.wale.fi/radiomafia. And a person who writes the story about Sealand in UT20, you know, this is the island close to the British coast that used to be a British Navy base, and that was conquered by a British citizen and declared an independent principality. This principality of Sealand is going to be involved with Napster. There's been a story about this at slashdot.org if you are interested in this. Finally, the Web 4096 competition is over and you can now download all the entries and see the results. web4096.message.sk. That's the page where you will get all you need. So, finally, that was this week's show, or let's say this week's radio program, this week's news program from me. Death Space will probably appear now and I'll tell you something else. Anyway, you might be interested in what's happening with Huey or Huggy. The 22nd issue is coming closer. It will be released pretty soon. The deadline of article submission has already elapsed. It was on March 15. And now I'm very busy formatting and proofreading all the articles and preparing them for use in the magazine. During the last days there have been many new article submissions, for example about Java demo coding. And it will certainly take some time till I've prepared this. At the moment, about 450 kilobytes of articles have been processed, but there are certainly yet 200 or 300 kilobytes more which I yet have to process. Anyway, as I told you, you can read Pain or TabMag in the meantime. They are funny magazines. And yeah, and prepare yourself for a great reading experience with UG22, also with great graphics. If you still want to submit an article, you can do this, because as long as I haven't finished processing all the articles I've got, I can't release the magazine anyway, and as long as it isn't released, I'm ready to still format and proofread the articles and put them in if possible. In any case, if you want to contact me, hugee@netway.at, that's my email address. Of course, I'm also interested in feedback on this radio show, or let's say this news program. So, bye-bye, see you next week, or see you in 2 weeks.
Remember, the first rule of brainstorming is to openly mock the opinions of others.
to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Sob Shoutcast.
Yes, we're back again. Yeah, we're back. That's us, we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
That's just proof we're back. Right, we've been talking to a couple of people in the break, and we've decided that you guys need to speak a bit louder.
Oh, okay then. Is this all right?
Not so loud that it clips the stream, mate. Oh. Right, I think we've rapidly decided that we can't tell these people anything. We'll, we need to, like put you behind a protective screen and just hang microphones.
Buona estente.
Yeah. We've already been called a couple of primates, so perhaps a cage or some sort.
Cheeky.
Anyway, so here we are. We've got loads more stuff to talk to you about. Coming up in a minute is something you really can't miss. That's Macca's remix of Miss Jackson by Outkast. That's pretty cool. If you haven't heard that, then you really need to hear that. And what we're going to do is we're going to get Macca on the radio live, if we can. We've not actually tried this.
Maybe
sort.
Maybe you could do a live version, eh?
Yeah, a live. That's a good idea, actually. A live version of Miss Jackass by Macca. I think that would be pretty cool. But, yeah, this is in the true Havoc tradition. We've not actually tested this before we do it, so we're just going to kind of wing it on the way. Anyway, so just before we get to there, Randall has something he would very much like to share with you.
It's actually quite an emotional subject. It's like I've spent the good part of perhaps 3 weeks looking for a half-decent, always-on connection. And I've looked high and low. Absolutely here, there and everywhere, and I thought I'd got somewhere, and I was getting really excited, in the intellectual sense, of course.
It doesn't take much to get him really excited.
Yeah. And I was getting very excited, and it's all gone to shit, basically, because see where I live, I live out where all the farms are, where they all pig and nose disease or whatever.
And the sheep, don't forget.
Yeah, so I sleep with pigs.
That was a good criteria for him actually buying a place, you know. Is it near sheep?
Is it near sheep? So
open farmland.
I sleep with pigs and wade through sheep shit. And the only connection I get to the internet is a 56k light modem, and basically I'd like to be in the same sort of ballpark as Sulphur. So anyway, I was having a look around at these cable modems, and I've got no chance because basically NTL in my area has sort of like laid the cable down and then bypassed our entire village and gone on towards Shell Suit Central, which is Colville for most people. So anyway, that's gone up the chute, so I won't see that for the next 25 years, and it's still carrying on with Pigeon Post. So anyway, this other service that's just started up in Leicester, Nottingham and I think Manchester called Wireless DSL. By Tele2, they've been quite a lot in the national press doing their services, etc. And I thought, I think I'm going to check it out and see what all the fuss is about. And I was getting quite excited again. And it turns out they put stick an aerial on your garage and you get a nice 512 up, 512 down download speed.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds quite nice, yeah, that's what I thought. And I thought, I'll have a bit of that. So it's about £150 for the installation, which is fair enough, and then £39.99 a month. But then I went a little bit more into it. I went past the old marketing bullshit, and I found out that you get a 500 megabyte a month restriction. So, you know, if you look at what Sulphur doing the other day, I think he transferred about 938 meg from 4 o'clock till about 11 o'clock at night
in
one day.
That's about right. I got the whole of Romeo Must Die in about 6 hours.
Yeah, well, this is it. So you would have gone through it within 6 hours or so.
Of course, the thing I was saying before was, like, you sit on IRC for a month, that's your 500 meg gone, so it's really not always on.
It's crap. So it's like it's like tenner extra for 1,000 meg and a tenner extra on top of that for unlimited. But, it's all bullshit. So I've decided to, you know, take it all out and stick with teletext. I know it's all one way, but, you know. I'm so disillusioned. I'm getting quite emotional now, actually. I'm getting quite...
It's probably not as good through that, aren't
they? Yeah, that's the thing. I think Crazy was pretty upset, actually, because he got ADSL, and he was really happy with it. And then me and Sulphur pointed out that he's actually on a dynamic IP, and he actually has to dial up, I find that pretty funny, to be honest. But, of course, us people on, always on Blue Yonder, surfboard modems was what I was trying to say there. But that's pretty cool, so I definitely think that's the way to go.
Time to move out, and that's what you gotta do, isn't it? You gotta geographically move to an area
that's actually true. Now saying that, there's a very very good clause in the Blue Yonder contract. If you if you sign up with Blue Yonder, for those of you that don't know, Blue Yonder is like the internet arm of Telewest, and Telewest is the biggest cable communications company in the UK. If you sign up with Blue Yonder, what you actually find is, providing you pay the installation and whatnot, and you keep it for a year, you're under a year's contract. And if you actually move from an area where you can get it to an area where you can't, they're actually in breach of the contract, which is really cool. So you can actually I can take this service, right, take it out this month, keep it for 1 month, then I can move to, like, I don't know, wherever, the Scottish Highlands, and if they can't provide me with the high-speed internet, then they're in breach of the contract, and they actually have to give me all my money back. So,
well, thinking about it,
yeah. Yeah, so it's a pretty cool deal, so I was pretty happy about that, especially. Yeah,
I'm going to rent a house over here just for a week and...
yeah, move.
Oh yeah, some other additional news I just remembered. I've actually been caught speeding on the cameras this week, yesterday in fact. So going down the A50, I hit the sound barrier, and then I look in my rear mirror, and the lights
flashed. Can I just stop you there, mate?
I was in the limo, though.
Randall drives a Metro.
1.3 Sports.
Sports, because he's got... Has he got a sunroof?
Sunroof.
It has got... Oh, it is a Sports.
Yeah, it hasn't got chrome handles. No. It hasn't got chrome handles.
I love that. They get small shitty cars and then call them Sport because they had like a little sunbus strip across the front windscreen.
Sunroof as well. Top of the range, City Metro. State of the art, mate.
God, no. But I'll tell you, those of you that I've been speaking to this week, they'll all know that I just spent £196 on tyres. Two new tyres. I mean, that's just a bit crazy, but that's the...
You'll have to buy yourself a new tractor, mate.
Yeah. that's the price you pay for having tractors. what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, in a minute, like I said, we're actually going to... Mackay's just saying that his Winamp stops every now and then to rebuffer the show. If you increase the buffer slightly, that should hopefully sort you out, mate. Meanwhile, we're going to boot up the... we're actually going to boot up the PC.
What's that?
Isn't that cool? that's the PC supposedly booting up. No, I actually found that yesterday. I keep going every week. I keep going through looking for more crap sound effects, just to find an excuse to use them. And I just found that, so I thought I'd play it for no apparent reason. Anyway, right now we're going to play Mackay's Miss Jackass, and then we're going to see if we can get him live on the air via net meeting or something similar. And we'll laugh very much if it does work. So hang on, we're just going to play this for you. This is Mackay's Miss Jackass.
Mackay here. Back again.
Ah, no, it's not. just totally got confused. There we go.
Hey, this one goes out to all the mamas. Mamas. Mamas of mamas. Whose daughters are surfing the web unattended and without supervision. That's a really dangerous thing, so I just want to say, I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry, I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I'm sick for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry, even if I tried a trillion times. Well, that's just the way it is, ain't it? You surf around, and then you're at this sick site with a sick game and a webmaster with a phony name. So what do you expect? A Barbie doll on a pink cloud? No way. He would do it harsh language to please the crowd. Yeah. Whatever you expected from me on this site, it's no good. You'd surf away from this shite if you only could. Since you suck, you can't. Must view the whole thing. Then ask your aunt what kind of phony baloney this site actually is and how many synonyms there really are to piss. But I must tell you, I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry, I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I'm sick for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry, even if I tried a trillion times. Don't let your daughter surf the web all alone. She most likely will bump into some porn. Not to mention stoutproject.com or some sick bastard really
like to make her call.
This is The Mackay on The Havoc Scene Radio Station.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackass, but I'm sick for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry, even if I tried a trillion times.
Okay, well, we're back here again now. What we're going to do now is I'm going to hit the button and we're going to try and call Mackay up live. The odds on this actually working are pretty small, but we're going to try it anyway. Here we go. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Right. We're waiting for a response. I'm sure that should be doing something else, but waiting for a response. Waiting for a response. Is he picking up the phone or is he not? No, we're getting no answer here at the moment.
You guys talk for a sec. See if it's... No, that's not coming through.
No, those levels aren't coming through.
Oh.
Right, we're actually having a bit of a problem here now. Drift once again has screwed up the mixer. No. We seem to have lost all our levels and stuff.
Wiggle. Just
a little bit.
Can I actually?
Yeah, there we go. You're back again, mate.
That's loose connection.
There we go. Yeah, right. Sorry. We've got
that's
a bit of
working.
A, we've got a bit.
Sorry, because I knocked it with my elbow and.
Yeah, we're having some problems here actually calling Mackay. This is pretty strange. Let's just try calling him again in the background. Now it doesn't seem to want to actually ring him. So we're going to see if we can sort this out anyway in the background. But meanwhile, I've got some other bits and pieces to talk to you about. Let's have a look here. Yeah, Celebrity Big Brother. Now, are you guys in other countries probably have this show? But we have that. We've had this show over here. But we had the real show, and then just recently we've had actually celebrities, you know, like really famous people, actually go on and do their own show and live in the Big Brother house for a week. I don't know. What do you guys think of all that?
It's crap, isn't it? Really. I thought Chris Eubank was a classic actor, though. It's a shame he had to go so early. Got voted out, didn't he? But I've not really been. In fact, to be honest with you, I've actually been following Touch the Truck more than following Touch the Truck.
It was kind of, I don't know, it's kind of boring to watch, but
it's from a US show.
Yeah, yeah, you just wanted to see how people were going to drop out, whether they were going to just fall on the floor or.
Yeah, it started like hallucinating because of lack of sleep deprivation.
Oh, that's that flatbed truck thing, isn't it? They stand there with the hand on the.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Basically, the webcam is just. 20 people standing still around the truck for 4 days.
Well,
that's
I see.
That's the Americans for you, though, really, isn't it?
I think the chat lasted for about 83 hours or something. And I think I've stayed up for with these deja vu LAN parties or whatever. How long have we been away? About 40 odd hours? Yeah, so it's half the time, and yet I'm hallucinating. You know, I thought I'd. I thought at the end of Sunday night, my arm was on back to front, and then you tried to turn your Amigo off with your mobile phone, thinking it was the mouse.
No, yeah, I started moving my mobile phone around on the desk,
yeah.
Trying to control the cursor on the screen.
Yeah, so they've actually had double the amount of time awake, so yeah, not surprised.
Yeah, I'm just in the background here, I'm just trying to see if we can get through the Mackay. We're still having real problems here, so we really should have tested this before, anyway. Ah, now hang on. He's popped up there. Mackay, are you there, mate? Let's just fade this music out here a second. Mackay, mate, you there? Hello? Nah, there's something funny going on here. We're actually in a call with him now.
What you got to do with him? You got to click or...
Well, we don't really want to do anything with Mackay, mate. You know what he's like. There's something.
Here you go.
Ah, he can hear us. Mackay? You there, mate? Do you ever get the feeling we really should have tested this before we actually tried it?
Would you have to?
No, I think he should just be able to talk, and then...
You sure we don't have a new window for him or something? No, you don't have a new window for each person? Or?
No, this is very strange. I'll tell you what we're going to do, actually. I've got an idea. We're going to disconnect from Mackay for a second.
He needs to get a camera sorted so we can see him as well.
Yeah, that will be good. What we're going to do, just going to open this audio tuning wizard, apparently. Oh, blimey. What the hell was that? Right. Okay, anyway, so we're just going to sit here and play around with the audio tuning wizard for a minute, and maybe we'll see if we can actually do this. Ah, right. We have tuned our settings, apparently. That's, yeah, I thought about that, but it doesn't actually seem to work right for some odd reason. Anyway, we're back in the call again with Mackay now, hopefully.
Now.
Hello?
Hello.
Ah, Mackay, mate.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah. We can actually hear you.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Do us a favour, mate. Just say something. I want to check your levels here.
Well, this is Mackay on the Havoc Scene Radio Station.
That's unbelievable, mate. We have actually got a live link to Mackay, who is not in the studio now. Is that not impressive? This what a response.
He was well impressed.
You guys are actually listening to the show now. You may hear a couple of second lag between us talking. There's approximately a 1 second lag between us talking and Mackay hearing it, and then Mackay talking and us hearing it. So you'll have to bear with us. But so Mackay, mate, how's it going?
Well, it's pretty good. I'm a bit hungover, but I'm sitting here, you know, listening to the Havoc, having a good time.
I'm just going to turn your volume up here so we can hear you a bit better, mate. So. So that Miss Jackass song, I think we all agree that's pretty cool. Can we get a live rendition of that? Can we get a karaoke version?
Yeah, come on.
Not today, mate. I'm too hungover to actually sing today.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackass.
There you have it, live on the Havoc Free Sleeping Radio.
Do you do any others? Do you do any requests?
Yeah, we want to hear I'm a Little Teapot.
So what do you want to hear?
What can you do, mate? Go on, give us an impression.
Well, I don't know. I can do pretty wild shit. Make a wish and I'll make it come true.
Oh, baby. right, let's have a think. What do we want to hear Mackay sing?
Yeah, a bit of Frank Sinatra would be good, eh?
New York, New York.
Yeah, let's have some New York, New York, mate.
Oh, I don't know the lyrics to that one.
Let's not spread in the lyrics.
All right, how about Bee Gees?
I'm staying alive! That's pretty good, eh?
That's quality, mate. That is quality. We like that. So, what have you been up to then, mate?
Not much. Been drinking. Mostly.
Any more scene-related stuff?
Not right now. I've been busy with schoolwork, but I'm making a song for the Confined Mecha Symposium demo.
Oh, right, you're making a song for it.
Yeah. I'm close to it.
Oh, cool. Have you actually seen the demo?
No, the other guys are in Malmo, and that's like 100 kilometers away, so I haven't seen it yet.
So you haven't seen the demo yet. You can't give us any inside information on what the Confine release is going to be like?
No, I don't have any information about that at all.
Ah, right, okay. I'm just going to try and change some options here, see if it's possible to boost your input or your output or something like that. You're actually pretty muffled coming through this end, apparently. But I'm still amazed that this is actually...
This is good.
I just turned my volume on the mic up a bit here. Can you hear me better now?
Try again, mate.
I'm trying to get the volumes up a bit here.
Yeah, that's it. That's about right. Yeah, here we go.
Ours, that is.
Yeah, there we go. I'm well impressed. Well, now you can truly say that the Havoc is the first scene radio station to actually link countries together like this. Is that not impressive or what? So this is a bit of a landmark broadcast, isn't it?
Yeah, no more wars, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Communication.
That's right. The world peace as instigated by the Havoc. While we're on the air, if anybody else wants to get on here, I'm sure we've got enough bandwidth for some more people to join in the massive discussion. It's going to be like the DEFCON voice bridge all over again. Anyways, so I've actually run out of things to say, mate. Macca, anything you want to share? Anything you want to share with the world?
I can't think of anything right now, just because I'm on the air.
We've got one of your rants, actually, your feedback rant. We're going to play that for everyone in a little bit. Anything you want to add to it before we play it? Don't give too much away.
It's pretty boring, isn't it? I couldn't think of anything good to rant about, so I just sat down and had a beer and ranted away. So.
Not very good. Sounds cool enough to us. You got a lot of fans for your rants on this station. I know that for sure.
Well, that's cool to hear.
Right, mate. So, what are you up to? What are you up to this evening then? Let's hear the day in the life of Macca.
Well, as I said to you before, I have a friend coming over. But he's going to work later, so I'll probably just be sitting here watching movies because I'm
I'm
terribly hungover.
Yeah, having a male friend over, I'm quite liberal.
none of the anal action, you know.
Oh, right. Did you actually have it? Images going around in my head at the moment. Hang on a minute, have I might car should be heard at the moment?
Hello?
Oh, I think I just... No, I'm here.
Oh, no.
I thought I lost connection there.
Oh, right, I think we just lost, we lost you there, mate. Can you hear us alright?
Oh. Yeah, no, I can hear you now.
Yeah, apologies to everyone who's listening in and go, well, this is fucking boring. We're just trying to install, get this all set up and working. But it's pretty cool, I have to say, this is pretty damn cool. So, mate, any words of wisdom for the scene before we try and see if we can repair the damage we've just done?
None right now.
Oh, God, mate.
Keep drinking.
Yeah, keep drinking from Macca. I think that's some pretty wise words, to be honest. Anyways, mate, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna see if we can get some other people on the air. But thanks for getting on the station here, mate. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right then, matey. I'll speak to you soon. Dead silence.
Hello.
this is a little bit confusing here. We're gonna have to play around with the settings, I think. But we'll leave Macca there, see if we can keep him on in the background.
I think that's not a bad first test, though.
I think that's a pretty damn good first test, to be honest. I'm just going to sort the speaker levels out here a little bit. Anyway, let's have a look at some of the news here we've got. Let's go on to a bit of our technical news. Should we do some of the technical news now, or should we go on to the next bit of the show?
Yeah,
should we next bit? Should we play Macca's rant?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, Macca, what do you think? Should we play your rant on the air?
Why not?
All right then, matey. I'm going to have to mute you down and then play the rant. We'll speak to you soon.
Stay on the line.
Yep.
All right, mate.
I'll be here.
This is Vention, and you're listening to the Havoc Free... I fucking forgot. The time is now.
Get to war. Come back. as you stay there. The time is now.
Mackie here, back again from a bit of absence for a week, or, well, what it'll be, 4 weeks. I'm sitting here thinking about what to rant about, and I have absolutely no idea what to talk about. The only things I can think of are things that annoy me, and I'm tired of ranting about things that annoy me. I've done that for the past shows. And, well, it seems that the whole scene is rather good at complaining and getting annoyed. We never send positive feedback, or, well, very rarely send positive feedback. We mostly just send feedback or criticize things that we find ridiculous or, well, bad in any way. And it's really sad because out of my own experience from all the writing I've done and all the ranting I've done for the past years in the scene, I've received very little positive feedback. And it's it gets you kind of thinking if what you're doing is worth it, you know, spending all the time that you do writing and ranting, and you don't get any feedback. You don't know if people like it. You don't know if people hate it. For all you know, people hate it because mostly you'll just hear that people think you suck. Most feedback that you get from IRC, mostly by asking people what they think. You never get any feedback for free, so to speak. You never you never get any emails. You know, if you write an article and it gets published, no one sends you any feedback. Well, I shouldn't say no one, because there actually are people sending feedback. I, for one, do send feedback. I haven't done it for the past year or so. Well, not very much, because, I haven't been very active. But what I'm getting to is that if you think something is good, it doesn't take you very long to just pop away an email to the writer or the composer or the coder, if you see something that is rather good that they've done. If you like it, let them know. It really helps and gets you inspired and motivates you a lot. Well, I don't think I'll be getting much positive feedback on this rant, because it's fucking boring, isn't it? Even though I said I was tired of complaining and getting annoyed, I'm still complaining and getting annoyed, and I'm still criticizing other people's doings and, glorifying my own opinions. And really, I am fucking elite, so I can do whatever I fucking want, can I? That's the good thing by being a true hardcore scener in the spot of the action, innit? Great, innit? I mean, I'm actually doing the exact thing that I'm saying you shouldn't do. Criticizing others and still being a big asshole myself, but that's the way it works in this scene, doesn't it? It's all about getting your own opinion heard and screwing over everybody else, isn't it? No, it isn't. So please, be a bit more gentle to each other, will you? Send positive feedback, or at least constructive feedback, and not just you fucking suck feedback, which, actually fucking suck, doesn't it? Yeah. I think I'm done now. I've been ranting for 4 minutes the past shows as well. So I think it's time to wrap this up. Just want to end this by sending a good shout out to everyone who writes me every now and then and tells me what they think about my stuff. All the C64 remix sceners. All my good friends on IRC who are always honest and, not very polite, but at least they tell me what they think about me. That I suck. Well, I actually do mean I do suck. Well, till next time. Ta-ta!
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Yes, we're back again. In the background here, you can hear DVB's Popish Corn. It's his remix of the old Popcorn. Why do you look so pained, mate?
I hate popcorn tunes.
You hate popcorn tunes?
Any versions of it, the original, any remixes, anything, I just hate them.
Really, you hate popcorn tunes? I've got, was it Sack? I think Sack sent me five popcorn tunes.
Sid versions off Sid C64. Versions. Oh, no.
Love that worse. Tune. You know they started using it as an advert on TV?
Please.
Yeah, some clothes shop. Some clothing line or some clothes shop started using it. Can't remember what one it was, but... that was strange. Anyway, that's all right. Anyway, what we're going to do now is Allardox is actually just trying to get himself in a position where he can actually come in on live on the show. He's disappeared for a minute while he changes stuff. And we're going to give you some technical news while we're here. Of course, first of all, NVIDIA GeForce 3 graphics architecture optimized for AMD Athlon processors. Blimey, that's a mouthful. Anyway, the new GeForce 3 graphics architecture chip thing. You work for Codemasters, you should be able to tell us a bit more about that. Yeah, you are. Don't know. Speak. No, you're not coming through, are you? Wiggle your knobs.
Wiggle.
We got the same... yeah, there we go, you're through again.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, sorry. Sorry if I've just blown anyone's speakers again.
No, you've gone again, mate.
You've gone again.
No. No, yes, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Go for it, talk.
There you go.
Oh, there you go, yeah. I don't know, why is it when you guys come here that, like, everything falls apart completely?
Personally, I think it's these dodgy connectors that you've supplied us with, you know...
You know this is a bring-your-own-equipment station.
It's a workman blaming his tools and all that.
Yeah. No, he's broke. There's got to be a better way of testing it than that. Yeah, this is very strange. I don't know, we're just going to huddle around one mic in the middle of the room or something, but...
Wiggle.
There you go, that's working. Just like, yank it like that.
Wiggle.
There you go. Anyway, we're fixed again, we're working.
Wiggle.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
that's working,
mate. Yeah, cool. Here we go. Anyway, we're back again. So you were saying about you not working, or you working for Codemasters but not doing anything.
I do, but I'm in the web development department, so
you're
I
in
don't
the pansy department,
the
aren't you?
The pansy department, get out of it.
Yeah, you want to say I work for Codemasters, I code all these great games, and you go,
yeah,
I work for Codemasters.
I code
I'm in
some
the,
things.
I'm
I
in
do.
The pansy graphics
I'm
department.
In, I'm involved in the online scoring systems and stuff like that.
You might be cool. In a position to comment on the up and coming operation.
Oh, I don't know if I can comment too.
Yes you can. Yeah, you can.
I know, we're getting, basically, we're getting a lot of hassle at the moment. We've got a game coming out, I don't know if probably a few of you heard about it, called Operation Flashpoint. And basically, we're getting a lot of hassle for when there's going to be a demo coming out for it, which people can actually play. Now, I'm probably going to get... I'll get in a lot of trouble if I actually commit myself to when this
go
is
on. It's only it's
available.
Only a public radio station,
but,
that everyone can hear.
People should be patient because it is going to be available very, very soon.
And it ain't bad either, is it?
It is absolutely excellent.
Tell us a bit about the game then, come on, we want to hear this.
Okay, Flashpoint is basically a war game set in the mid-1980s. You work for NATO. Yeah, it's basically a NATO peace force. You've got a whole sort of collection of islands, and there's war going on sort of all across them. Basically, you've got to go over there and keep the peace. It might sound a bit boring keeping the peace, but there's a lot of combat involved. You can basically...
we want to kill things. It's a game.
Well,
you can drive tractors.
The great things
are,
right, say for one mission, you can go down to a village. Anything in that village you can use. If you come across like a farmer's tractor that's been left, you can jump in that tractor, drive it around, run over the enemy soldiers.
You're
probably going to get yourself shot that way. Also, if you're playing multiplayer, you can actually drive a vehicle and you can have your friends who are playing on network connections somewhere else actually jump into the back of that truck and you can drive them around.
So you're saying like you can have this huge kind of multiplayer tractor racing network game?
You could do.
What an advert.
If you really wanted to, yeah.
Northern Tractor Racing by Codemasters. No, it sounds a really cool game. It sounds a really cool game. So
it's going to be enormous when it's released.
So we've only got a possible like demo release date, not a full release date.
The full release date is, as far as I know, it's currently the end of May.
Right.
It's around about the end of May.
Okay, and I mean, of course, the important questions for people on the scene is, if it's going to be released, if the full release date's around the end of May, how quickly will it take to crack it and pack it up into six different archives so it can be traded? I mean, that's the real question that everybody wants. I mean, fair dues, actually. I was talking to Red Mercury yesterday from Lionhead Studios. B&W Black and White has gone gold. It's out on release very shortly. So that's out there, and of course the one cutting question that everybody wanted to know was, when is it going to be packed and released as Wares, which I think is great. But now, anyone that hasn't seen Black and White, and this is the Games Lamer talking here, actually up until a couple of days ago, the only PC games I'd ever played were Doom and Doom 2, and that was it. I think I'd only ever played Doom and Doom 2. I've never really been into playing PC games. That's what I got a PlayStation for. But yeah, anyway, so I've started having a look at some games now. Plus, it helps that these laptops have got, like, active matrix screens, so everything doesn't have inbuilt motion blur, which is good. But, Black and White, that looks really cool. I was having a look at that. Yeah. That's, that seems really good. 100%
score it's already had.
Really?
From one magazine. I can't remember which one it is, but it's had 100% from someone.
Really? That's
which
pretty cool.
It's kind of unbelievable. How can a game be 100% perfect? But there you go.
Well.
Yeah, maybe a few small bung's gone in there, but can't comment on that sort of thing.
Okay, let's have a look what else we've got. Napster, we've been following Napster pretty closely over the last couple of months. We've had all the news that's coming in, and Napster's been taken to court, and it's gone out of it, and it's gone back to court, and it's gone out of it. And actually, Zinko's just said Zinko bets he can release the wares before the actual thing's released, which is pretty cool. See, old school Amiga traders are all mate. Except that game's probably like a CD, isn't it? Or one? Your game?
Game. It's likely to be. I'm not sure how it's released.
Yeah.
It's likely to be one CD game.
That's what I hate about PC games. They're all so goddamn big.
I'm just thinking now. I can't say for certain.
We'll let Drift think, because that might take a while. anyway, back to Napster. Napster Alternative. There's a lot of Napster alternatives out there. We've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks or a couple of months. www.afternapster.com. They've got a lot of Napster clones out there, Audio Gnome and Nutella and all that kind of rubbish. Ones that use their own networks and ones that use the Napster network. I've been playing around with eDonkey, which is
allegedly crap.
Which is not allegedly, it is crap.
Oh,
it's
it is
absolutely
crap.
Shy. You well, it's just absolutely impossible to download anything from. It's really not. Sack the one-dimensional Game Boy Color obsessed freak is really obsessed with Game Boys. Whenever he's talking, you always hear him talking about Game Boys. I don't know, what's up with you, mate? What is up with you?
What's this? All Real Men Use Dreamcast. Too right, Allodox. Yeah.
All Real Pansies Use Dreamcast. PlayStation rocks.
Get yourself Daytona USA. That is absolutely dodgeball.
PlayStation.
I think if Sack can get himself a job coding in colour Game Boys, he actually won't do too bad. A friend of mine who codes for the Game Boy and now the Game Boy Advance has just got his bonus foo from Rare.
Yeah?
£21,000.
Whoa.
And he's got another one coming up in about 3 months' time. Another 22 grand as well.
Really?
Yeah, on top of his usual salary, etc.
And that's like pounds sterling, not pounds of flour or stuff.
No. Not lira.
That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 21,000.
You can make a few bread rolls and cakes.
just invested in a Subaru Impreza WRZ or whatever they are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, large exhaust.
Nice. I'll have to race him one day.
Yeah.
Might possibly beat me.
Yeah, in second gear.
One of the few cars that could. Anyway, Napster as we started 3 times.
After mine.
After the Metros
after
and
the sports.
What's your car?
I've got a turbo Fiesta.
Fiesta. Sports version, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. It's, no, it's sunroof.
Hey, it's got a stripe down the side.
Yeah, but no sunroof.
You see, this is what qualifies sports cars in the UK. Do they have stripes down the side? Right, Napster for the fourth time. Share Sniffer is like a Napster kind of club. Actually, it's nothing like Napster, but it's been sold as a Napster replacement. What this basically does is it sniffs out bar shares on the internet. So it goes around, it probes everybody's machine on port 137, 138, or 139, and sees if you've got any open shares. And if you have, it sees what you've got on them, makes a list, and then sends it back to its master, whoever owns the product. Now, this is pretty cool, because this is a company, like, even worse than Napster. Napster is a company that did something blatantly illegal, made a business out of it. Like, here, copy and pirate all this copyrighted music, and we'll just make a business out of it and float on the stock market. That's fair enough. But this company, ShareSniffer? Is that what it's called? ShareSniffer? Yeah. ShareSniffer. ShareSniffer Incorporated. They've actually made a company out of literally hacking other people's machines. Which, okay, it's not really hacking, is it, if you're just, like, scanning their net bar shares. But I think it's pretty funny that they've actually managed to try and do this. The company motto, they say, is because it's there. So I reckon...
You know what I think?
What?
I think it's quite a good example, but it's like someone... You're walking down the street, a busy high street, and someone walking past you and filling your bollocks and then walking off.
and let's just pause for a minute. How do we get from a shipping unit, sniffing your net bar shares to feeling your
feeling the sniffing at the end of the day?
It's intrusive, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's intrusive, and it's just, you know, you're being violated.
So you feel that somebody sniffing your net bar shares is as intrusive as some bloke feeling your bollocks?
Well, on the same level, yeah.
That was Randall, everybody. Yeah, it's okay, fair enough. I mean, I'll take that point. It is pretty intrusive. It's not very nice, but anyone with a firewall will
I'll change it to filling your arse. How about that? It's a bit more.
I think probably
more generic in that sense.
I think you're probably right. I mean, if you haven't got a properly configured firewall, you're just out there and it's your fault anyway, really, as far as I can see it. But somebody deliberately releasing a product, selling it, floating on the stock market because of it, that actually goes off and scans other people's hard drives. I think that's absolutely shite.
I think we should scan them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Should we get everybody
because
together
they're
and scan
there.
Them?
Yeah.
That could be,
we
that
hacked
could be
you
our motto.
Because you're there.
Yeah, fill their bollocks.
I think they need that on the front of their...
on the front of their what? Bollocks?
No. Enough. Start incriminating yourselves.
Yeah. See, the next hack that takes place and we're just arrested. Let's have a look. What else have we got? DVDs and DCSS. DCSS, for those of you that don't know, why don't you know? Why don't you know what DCSS is? DCSS is the...
It's a housing benefit, people.
Yes, DCSS is, during the day, it's a housing benefit association, and at night it actually decodes DVD encryption headers, so you can copy your DVDs. Everybody knows about that, and it's obviously been outlawed and banned in the USA, and they've had injunctions against them, and 2600 have been sued to remove it from their website and whatnot. Anyway, so... something interesting that came up in the last 2 weeks is somebody has actually rewritten DECSS source code in 7 lines of Perl. And the funny thing about this is, number one, it's written in Perl, and number two, it's actually small enough to be included as part of your email signature. So you now have the problem that everybody and anybody can trade the source to this DECSS-like decoder and send it around the world. And the interesting thing is, how are they actually going to ban this? I mean, they've successfully banned... the guy that they've successfully banned the source code for it.
They've banned him from living.
Yeah,
on the
there was actually one guy that tattooed DCSS source code on himself after he got drunk some night, and I really don't know what they've done. I think they've set an injunction against him to go out, but he has to always wear a shirt or something. I think that's pretty that's pretty funny, that's you good. Know. You're like, if you're ever stuck for a bit of code, you know, just look on your left arm, alright, that's the file opening stuff, and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so, yeah, DECSS in, DECSS in 7 lines of source code. That's pretty cool. What else we got? IBM. Now this one's interesting. AMD, obviously making Athlon and Duron, been seen as good home processors, cheap, easy to use, easy to get hold of, faster than the P3 and better for home use. Now, they've never been used in high-end servers because there's been a lot of, you know, thoughts about them, thinking, you know, they're not really reliable enough, they're not fast enough, you know, you can't cluster them and all this kind of stuff. IBM have just started shipping Athlons in their servers. What they're going to, what's maybe is going to happen is AMD will eventually become, well, probably not as big as Intel, because Intel are pretty fucking huge, but AMD will become bigger and be able to release more products at lower prices, which is good news. But no, I'm really in favour of AMD.
I think that's also an interesting article in the week, in one of these money papers or whatever at work, and apparently, like, Silicon Valley is actually in a serious state of affairs at the moment, with a lot of people basically losing their jobs. I think there's some, like 20,000 people or something have lost their jobs in Silicon Valley, and it's now becoming the case of over in India, they're more or less sort of becoming the new Silicon Valley, and it's now been nicknamed Silicon Raj. So yeah, it seems to be like
it's Hollywood and Bollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly, I think it's shifting over to the east now, more or less. It's sort of like less becoming, I think Intel took it pretty hard on the chin because there's not manufacturing as many chips now because it's not being sold. It's a bit of a glut.
Yeah, I just get the feeling that Intel will never take anything hard. It's like they are so big. It's this whole thing with like AMD and Intel. It's like Sony and Microsoft. Microsoft released the were trying to release the Xbox, and Sony, you've got the PlayStation and PlayStation 2 out there. And Microsoft are just saying like, oh, the Xbox is going to be the latest thing in technology. It can do this. It can do that. And really, they
2 weeks after it's launched.
Yeah, until 2 weeks after it's launched.
PlayStation 2 is crap.
Is it? Have you got one?
No. But I've seen a fair bit of stuff on them.
Yeah. See, what I'd seen, I thought was really impressive. It's like Metal Gear Solid 2 looks amazing.
When it comes out.
Yeah.
When they finish it.
I've seen a demo for it, but
Rage Racer looks a bit pixelated.
Yeah, well,
allegedly
there's only about 2 decent games on it, and since it's been out in the UK now for six months,
yeah,
that's pretty crap.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bit like 3DO. We thought that when they said, oh, it's the 3DO at the time is going to be the next big console. And they show some technical demos, a bit like what Xbox is doing now, and it looks like, oh, this looks like CGI stuff. It's basically CGI stuff, really, but they said they could run it in real time. And basically, they just went off the market. Was it Trip Hawkins, I think, the chap who owned the firm? Yeah, and he's going to bring it out, and it never happened. It was at the same era as the Atari Jaguar and
Era. Yeah, the Atari Lynx, actually, talking about those kind of consoles, the Lynx was one amazing console, but it was just so expensive. Comparatively, when you could get a Game Gear for half the price with the colour screen and quite cool games.
You're brilliant with the Link Up as well. The Atari Lynx having the Link Up. We have some brilliant platformers for it.
Yeah, they were really nice machines. I like
The Xbox has gone back to 2002 now as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I just find it funny.
The GameCube's out in Japan. Obviously, the Game Boy Advance, I think, is out this month.
Is it this month?
It's out this month in Japan.
Oh, in Japan,
as far as I'm aware.
It's got to be 6 months at least before it's here.
Yeah, it's probably going to be something like that. Maybe the summer in the US, and maybe a bit late for us. You've got GameCube out end of the year, and Xbox out in 2002 sometime, but I don't know.
I just think it's really funny. It's like Sony have really got the cornered the market on like consoles, has to be said. I mean, people are going to say, like, I know people on the channel, without even looking at it, people are going to be saying, nah, Dreamcast and Sega and Nintendo and all this. But no, I reckon Sony have really cornered the market with the PlayStation, ironically, because it was CDs and everybody could pirate them. That was one of the reasons.
They have actually said that's one thing that's gone towards the success, because they've been so easy to pirate. People have been buying, you know, shed loads of the hardware. Maybe the software's not been selling as well, but, you know, they've been buying a lot of the hardware, which obviously is good for Sony at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just find it funny because you've got Sony here, one of the big corporations, and they're established. And you've got Microsoft wandering onto the game market with their Xbox, And Microsoft are just one of those corporations that think they can muscle into everything. So they muscled in over here onto cable internet and all that kind of stuff. They muscled into like little bits of hardware productions, and they buy out companies left, right, and centre. And then Sony are just standing there, and they're going, right, Microsoft are coming on with their new product, their new Xbox. So you just say, right, what you going to do? Come on, bring it on. We've got the PlayStation out there. We're ready for you. It's like Microsoft just trying to... I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty funny, because Microsoft are used to having things their own way. I think Microsoft would.
Yeah. Well, I think basically down to the hardware delays down to just getting as many developers interested as possible.
Yeah.
No, I already know the likes of Lionhead signed up with Microsoft to develop for Xbox ages ago, I think now. Yeah. Haven't they? I think they were one of the first to sort of...
I think they've got the dev kit, to be honest. I think they've got the dev kit as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you think they've already got dev boxes now and the console's not out for another good year, you know, there's going to be some good software support if they play the cards right, but...
Yeah, it's a chance, isn't it?
Yeah, because that was partly to do with the downfall of PlayStation 2 in the UK. Well, people might not say there's been a downfall with it. But the amount of actually good titles on the shelves when the console was released, there was probably maybe four games on the shelves when the console was released, which is just
crap.
That's rubbish. Yeah,
it was like Tekken Tag Team, and
it was something like
Ridge
that,
Racer, and
yeah,
it's basically no novelty though, is there? There's no originality. It's just basically sequels
it
of
is
popular
like,
games.
Yeah,
you know, ones which worlds pop should sell. I mean, Ridge Racer looked like right load of bollocks. I'm seeing a technical demo in GameStation. It's sort of the view distance was
PlayStation 2.
You expect it to render for about 25 miles sort of distance, but it wasn't. It was like about 4 foot in front of you.
Yeah.
Like trying to do this like fog type effect to get around the fact that it, you know, they're trying to keep the speed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put fog there just so you can't see that far.
Yeah.
It's not fog, it's just actually the view distance goes that far.
They've run out of polygons, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, no, it was pretty piss poor. I was a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
I want a 3D strip poker demo, that's what I want.
And what exactly do you want that for?
Entertainment. 3D interactive pole dancing simulator. So, if any good coders out there. For the Game Boy.
Game Boy?
Yeah, for the Game Boy.
Because of the brilliant graphics.
Yeah, fair enough. What else have we got here? Yeah, now this one was interesting. Electric cars. Right, now, if I say to electric cars, you think of like a milk float. Or you think of something that goes 40 miles an hour. Now, I found this...
Yeah, fast.
Yeah, I found... I found this on the net. Yeah, pretty fast from the guy that drives a Fiesta.
Turbo.
Sports.
Yeah, I found this on the net. It says the T0 is an electric sports car. It does 0-60 in 4.1 seconds. Now it's like
blows up even quick.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Now if I can find out what this URL is.
Is that off the cliff or?
It's, apparently they've got some on the www.acpropulsion.com. They've got some quick time movies of this T0 drag racing a Porsche 911, a Corvette, and the Ferrari F550. And they say that it, well, apparently on the site, it says that you can see it pretty much outraces a Ferrari. Now that's pretty crazy if you've got an electric car. It's to me, though, an electric car's a bit strange because I like the sound of an engine. When you put your foot down, you want to hear the engine roar. It's like if you're in an electric car, okay, you might be going like 100 miles an hour, but all you're going to hear is like a...
It would sound like a milk float.
That's the thing. What is the point of having a car that can outrun a Ferrari if it sounds like a milk float? It's like you'd be looking around the back, you make sure no milk bottles dropped off to the back, you know. But, yeah, so that's pretty cool. Let's have a look. What else have we got here?
Thing is, I'm always forgetting to charge my mobile phone. So, you know, I'll go down the A50 or whatever, and then it'll clunk out, or whatever it does, blow up. I don't know what they're doing with that power.
The other thing is, right, if you forget to charge your mobile up when you're in the car, you just get like the
you plug the cigarette
socket into your mobile, and you charge your mobile. Now you're in an electric car. What do you do? Plug the car into itself?
Yeah, plug it into the mobile.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You plug the electric car into the mobile. Charging time. Yeah. Get a little meter on your dashboard, you know. So look, what else we got? Now this was cool. Microsoft opens Windows 2000 source to more customers. They are actually, Microsoft are actually making part of Windows, or all of Windows 2000, open source to a bunch of select customers. So these are like the big organisations, not like you or me. So that'd be cool if I could ring up Microsoft and say, can I have your open source please, mate? And they'll say,
it'll
sure.
It'll be on the web within a couple of months. So.
Yeah, probably. But it's basically, now what's the reason for it? Let's have a look. I've got one huge amount of text here about this. It says, the purpose of this program is to provide our largest clients with the source code to support and help them deploy the Windows platform as effectively as possible. So in other words, see where the bugs are and try and get around it. for you guys that are listening to the archives of this, you should really be in the channels and listening to this live, because you miss a lot of good stuff. Such as Sack's comment there, which I'm not going to repeat. Anyway, so Microsoft have gone open source, which is pretty funny, because now we can laugh at all the slack-jawed, long-haired Unix open source freaks and say, "Ha, we've got open source as well." So that's pretty cool. Aside from that, I don't really see the point. I don't know. Is there any point in Windows 2000 going open source?
Not unless they just want to cash in on free programmers at the end of the
day. No, I think they can write better viruses now.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually heard on the grapevine that they're not bothering with Windows NT IIS for regarding the hacks and cracks. Says there's so many of them. The challenge ain't there anymore. They're actually going towards more the application side, and because they'll probably get more attention in the media. So they're actually going away from finding all the cracks like Telnet into port, like Telnet port or whatever on the NT box, and typing 10 characters to cause a buffer overflow or whatever.
Yeah.
They're actually like going to finding all the cracks in the sort of e-commerce type applications, and I suppose that's quite dodgy, because there's quite a few sites nowadays doing credit card transactions and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's what was that subsidiary of Amazon that got hacked, and for 3 months they lost 10 million credit cards or something to people? It's pretty nasty.
Yeah, it is.
So I find that funny, actually. If you go and shop online at any sites, if you're stupid enough to shop online, and you see, it's Experian, you look worried, mate.
I'm always shopping online.
you see, Experian. If you go into Expedia, that's the one. They book flights online for you and stuff. So if you go to Expedia, and it will say, over 2,300,057 credit card transactions without one theft. It's like, what would happen if they did get hacked and it goes to one?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because I was listening to, I think it was on the radio in the week, and they reckon that now on the web, the number of dodgy credit card transactions has now gone over the amount of proper ones.
Legal ones.
Yeah, so basically they're asking all the e-commerce sort of sites and stuff to basically, get their act together and sort out some solution to it because of how much it's costing.
That's pretty funny, yeah. Although I guess it's no less secure than giving your credit card to somebody in a restaurant and then walking off with it. And
well, yeah, exactly.
Did I tell you about that job interview I went to? It was they were called NetBanks. Is it NetBanks?
Yeah.
Who did all the online credit card authorization. And I went there for a job interview as a Linux or Unix, general Unix operator, because I've got Solaris there as well.
Oh, you know Linux?
Yeah.
Just favour and fix that for me, will you?
Oh, nominal charge and all that. Went down there and thought, I'll be working for a finance firm. This is going to be great. Walked down there. And it turns out that half the company is credit card transactions, and the other half is for the adult industry.
Really?
I shit you not. And I went around all the studios, streaming pornographic stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's the UK, so... you're not going to see all the flange and all the rest of it. But you do.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, but they said apparently because you're working in the technical department and you get a call out, you might walk in and there'd be a bird pole dancing and rubbing a snatch live on the video cam. So considering I eventually want to work for IBM, I thought it's not the kind of thing I want on my CV, so I didn't bother. But I wouldn't mind a bit the copy of the archive.
So you heard it here on The Havoc first. Randall passed up a job working with naked women.
actually, that's a good point. Why did I give up the job?
Didn't they say, though, if they were a bit short of staff, you might have to step in?
Yeah, part of the role. And I'm a bit camera shy, so I can't perform, in quotes.
you can't perform?
Live on video.
Yeah, live on video.
Live on video.
We'll leave it at that. Well, that's about all. See,
the quiet words is Alsatian walk for the door. I'm quite liberal. I'm quite liberal, but...
Oh, here we go.
Black Labrador.
Right, we've pretty much run out of technical news now. You guys got anything interesting worth talking about?
No, not me.
Nah.
No? That was easy enough, wasn't it? What we're going to do, we're going to play you another module, and maybe Allodox might be coming on the radio very shortly. Going to play you this module, and we shall be back in a couple of minutes just to wind up the show, get Allodox on here, and, well, you'll see if you hang around, won't you? Okay, well, we're back again. That was, what was that? That was Opener Than Usual, by, mind blank. Can't remember who that was by. I'll try and find that out. Anyway, we've had so much success with this net meeting, we're actually going to try it one more time. We're going to see if we can get Allodox, the guy that, provides our streaming host and our Shoutcast server. I'm going to ring him now, and we're going to see what happens. Hopefully he'll appear just about now. He seems to have arrived. He's waiting. It's beeping. It's coming.
Hello?
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 You there, mate?
Hello? You there, mate?
Hi. You really need to turn the radio off in the background.
I really need to turn the radio off in the background. Hang on.
You there?
You there? Yeah.
Okay, mate. You need to turn the speakers down a bit in the background, because we can hear ourselves.
Because we can hear ourselves.
Okay. Is this better?
Yep. Yep, that's better.
We can
nearly better. We can almost.
Well, nearly better.
Do it. It's a bit. It's a bit bad because it's echoing.
I cannot turn my mic up any further.
All this technology. It's difficult, isn't it?
It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, mate. Can you move your speakers away from the microphone?
No, it's a notebook.
It's a notebook.
It's a notebook. Yeah.
That's a bit of a problem then, isn't it?
I'll plug in a headphone.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, plug some headphones
that's
in.
It,
that's
yeah,
a good
plug
idea.
Plug some headphones in. That's a good idea.
Click. 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 Huh?
Right, okay.
Yo, mate, you there?
Yeah.
There we go. So, everybody, you are now listening to Allodox, the guy who very kindly provides us with our 100 meg uplink and our Shoutcast server, even though he was asleep and forgot to turn it on earlier, mate. What were you doing earlier, by the way?
Nothing much, really. I'm building a new server, but the fucker won't work.
So, come on, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm ugly. Is that okay?
It's honest.
I'm just glad he hasn't got a webcam.
I do actually, but I'm not going to show it.
That's actually something else, actually, Allodox, I think we spoke about. As some of you know, if you've been listening to the previous shows, we were talking about getting a TV station running. At some point, yeah, I know, that's good, isn't it? At some point, we will get some kind of streaming TV working, but it's a lot of work, and it may not happen for much more than 20 minutes. But if it works, it's going to be the first TV station on the scene.
If we can get, all you need is a real server. Yeah, if you get a real server, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the bandwidth. And
I've done streaming video and stuff, but from home, no problems.
And what were you doing on that streaming video?
We won't get into that.
Yeah, he just had his socks on, that, yeah. It gives you an idea.
Oi!
Anyway, Allodox, so what do you think of the show so far, mate?
Well, it sounds okay to me, so...
Great, unbridled enthusiasm from our listeners, as always.
I don't know what to say, you know, it's my first time on a radio.
he's gone camera shy, but there's no camera. So anyway, what have you been up to recently, mate? Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing on the scene.
I've coded my own soft synth. We're about to release a new 64 kilobyte intro, and, well, I hope we'll kick ass then soon.
You hope what, mate? It's breaking up a little bit there.
So, we hope to release some 64 kilobyte intros, and perhaps win with it. I don't know.
At Mecca,
we'll see,
yeah?
About it. No, it's Gene Fish. It's a local party in Holland.
Ah, right. Are you going to be at Mecca?
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't know yet. Actually, talking about Mecca, we're going to have a couple of people from the Havoc at Mecca, and hopefully we will be doing some streaming party reports live. Of course, we're the we're the only radio station that's that does it live, and not like that, mate. we're the only stream radio station that does it live, and we will be bringing you the party reports from Mecca. I can tell you now the people that are going to be there is Clary, Fury, Mr. Tickle, Ritz, and Rawhead, and Rawhead's going, and somebody else is going. Can't remember who else is going. Somebody else is going. I've got the list somewhere anyway. So meanwhile, I'm just going to check my my email a bit. So Allodox, any messages to the rest of the scene?
All belong to us.
Quality. So what did you actually think of that then? What was your opinion on that?
Well, I saw the intro. It really ruled, but I think it's overruled a bit now.
A bit old?
Yeah, well, everywhere you look you see the thingy, but it used to be cool, but now it's just a pain in the ass.
What you say?
that's true, actually. I've even been seeing it at work, and everywhere you see people that you just wouldn't think would know
Sets
about it.
Sets us up the bomb.
Yeah. you see people that you wouldn't think would hear about it. They actually start adding signatures of all your bass are belong to us. But I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know. What did you guys think of it?
Good evening, gentlemen.
I quite enjoyed it. It was quite funny. It was Mega Drive or something, wasn't it? One of those.
Yeah, it was an old Mega Drive.
It was Zero Wing on Genesis.
Ah, a lot of people have been wondering what that was.
Yeah, Zero Wing.
That'll be the one then.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody now knows what that was. Yeah. Oh God. So, Aldox, anything you particularly want to say or talk about?
No.
Yeah, I think we really need to prepare these broadcasts a bit more. It's very cool.
Tell me about your mother.
It's very cool getting these. It's very cool getting these live links going. But we really need to prepare something because otherwise we all just sit around going.
Yeah, we just sit around talking
anyway,
rubbish.
Though,
yeah. Yeah, I mean it was only a test, but I think it was a very very successful test. I think it was definitely good. So Allodox, what ideas have you got for us for the station?
Well, interviews, more interviews, a little bit more music, I think.
More music?
You know, music. Yeah, on the background.
That's so, and more professional guests as well.
Yeah, guests that don't break all my equipment.
Or break
wind. Exactly.
Don't break anything, bro. it's like, I don't need sound effects when you two are here. It's just like
between us and Mac, I don't think we do too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Actually, I think what we might try and set up for the next show is a full looped net meeting, so we'll try and get 3 or 4 people in and get them all on the station at once, so that should be a good laugh.
Yeah, weekly topic.
Yeah, weekly topic. I don't know, we'll have to think about that, definitely. So, Aldox, anyway, what do you think about the TV station idea?
Well, it sounds okay, but it's really a lot of work, I think.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's possible? Or?
Could be. But you need to be prepared very well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, preparation is something we're pretty useless at, to be honest. But I'm sure we could wing it. I don't know whether it would be live or not. I don't think we've probably got the bandwidth to do it live. What does video normally stream at? 128K?
I don't know. I've been I can't think why I've been doing some streaming. I think I've done some video streaming. It was only small screen size, but you can probably get away with about probably about 32. You could get away with some really 32K. Poor quality sort of video. Yeah,
really?
You wouldn't be able to make out much.
I think most people.
It depends what you.
Three servers, don't they? Three different types of streams. You've got high quality, medium quality, shit quality.
Yeah.
That means you have to stream at three different types.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is problem.
Well, the thing is, if you use something like if you use Real Server, you can use SureStream. So basically, it when it encodes on your machine, it encodes for a load of different bandwidths simultaneously. If you go to the likes of Interface Internet Radio, which are basically an underground radio station, they use SureStream technology for the streaming. So basically, if your bandwidth goes down because you're doing something else, like looking on the web or something like that, your bandwidth usage for the stream gets reduced. So the audio is always constant, but it degrades the video depending on what your connection is like.
That's pretty cool. I think that's definitely something we'll have to look into, because I'd really like to get a TV station going.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Need some hardware for that. I need a video camera and stuff, wouldn't I?
I think I've got a DC-10 that you might be able to have.
A DC-10?
Yeah, a Miro.
I can get my webcam DC-10. To do that. I've done proper full motion video capture on the webcam.
Cool.
So.
Well, I'll definitely have to have a think about that, because I did try it with that webcam that I had last time you guys were here. But it took so much processor time just to capture the video.
Oh, that's all right. I've done it. Yeah. Well, I've done it on. I did a little bit on my P200.
Yeah.
I did some video capture. I had to be a bit careful with the video compression.
Yeah.
Like, I could only use CinePack and stuff for it, because if you tried anything that was more heavy on the processor, it just didn't work. But my laptop gets away with it all right, so this should be fine.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So that's definitely.
I don't know about SureStream, but you could get away with single rate video clips. That'd be all right.
That's pretty cool. I think we'll probably have to have a think about that. See if we can get something up and working about that. Anyway, so Aladox, any last words? Any greets to any seniors just before we cut you off, because we're going to wrap the show up very shortly. So.
No.
That's fair enough. Any messages to anyone?
No. I don't know what to say, man.
He's a very popular guy.
Yeah, easy man to please. That's what I like to hear. Anyways, mate. Well, I've got to say, big thanks for the bandwidth and for the Shoutcast server that you're providing. I think everybody that's listening into this show in the archives and live on the air has to owe you a big thanks for that, because we couldn't be doing this without you, so that's much appreciated, mate.
You're welcome.
Alright then, matey, I'm gonna cut you off now just while we wrap up the rest of the show, so I'll speak to you soon, yeah?
Okay, see you.
Bye. Well, there we go, that was the beep. So, anyway, guys, any words, any greets to anybody? I think we'll send some greets out to everybody that's in the channel. So we've got obviously some greets to Adoc of Huggy, Aladox, Axel, Boheme, Clary, Ecstasy, Fury, Lacoste, Mystic, Sack, Sublet, The Scream, Zinco, Mackay, Sonic, Pyro's our bot, and I'll mass greet the bot, which is pretty funny. Of course, we've got some people in the any other channels in the UK scene. We've got people like Solarize, Sulfur, Racer, SAC, Hybrid. Yeah, loads of people. Anyway, all the people out there that tune in, that are listening to the archives. Big greets to everyone.
Big greet goes out to Fat Knacker, Red Mercury, Semtex, Loose and Lively Frenzy. Don't see him much on the channel anymore, who likes the Fruit of the Loom jumpers.
What's wrong with Fruit of the Loom jumpers?
He wears them. He seems to pull
He's
quite a lot.
He's got a strange fetish sort of associated with them.
Yeah, I think so.
And they have strange pulling powers, allegedly.
Strange
as
pulling
well.
Powers, yeah.
I don't know about that, but...
Whether he's successful or not.
He's quite a large mind.
Yeah. That's about it, I think. To the UK scene and stuff.
Yeah, just basically, shout to all the UK scene lot, and we'll probably see you on there later tonight.
Zinko's just proposed marriage to me, so I'll definitely have a think about that and get back to you soon, mate. See, nothing phases me. Let's just have a think. Well, what have we got? Finally, we're obviously we're still looking for more submissions for the station. Claire and Fury couldn't make it this week. They'll be back on the next show with some traders information, talking all about traders. We're always looking for more submissions. We've had a lot of requests to go weekly, to do weekly shows. Now, I'd love to do it, but it just takes way too much time. Time to set up, time to prepare the broadcasts. So if you do want me to go weekly, you guys are going to need to get in there and start helping out, giving us some submissions. You don't; it doesn't have to be just 15-minute slots on the. Aldox has just admitted that he sounded like a turd on the radio. But anyway, it doesn't have to be a 15-minute slot or a discussion about anything. We'll take adverts for the station. We'll take jingles. We'll take modules, music, directions, technical services. Anything we will take. Anything that you think will help the station, we will be happy to have. As I said before, the Mecha Symposium arrangements are still being worked on. As soon as I have some full and solid information about that for you, I'll release some news and pass it on. Since the broadcast started, we had a brief word with Orange Juice and Nectarine. Look out for some news about that. We should be making some arrangements with those guys that I think will pretty much benefit everyone. So I won't say too much about that for the moment, because we've still got a lot of things to sort out. That's basically it, guys. Just to recap through the show, the music that you've heard was DVB, Popcorn. You've had Opener Than Usual. You've had Mackay's Miss Jackass. You've had Mr. Feather, The Time Is Now from LMP Productions. You've had Inertia from XTD of Mystic. And you've also had Motion of Origin. And Lizard King was the first one that we played, Compulsion to Obey. And now I've just minimised my playlist and can't get it back again. So that poses a bit of... there we go. So this is one thing you learn very quickly. Never actually piss around with anything while you're actually on the air, because it makes it very difficult to continue the broadcast in a professional manner. Okay, guys, I know a couple of you are hanging around waiting for the secret part. There's actually not going to be a secret part this week, and that's for real. There can't be a secret part this week. We've drifting around a little here. We've got some bits and pieces to sort out. I've got to sell in my broken Amiga, and unfortunately with this setup this week, I don't think I can actually do a secret part. So when the stream goes 404, that's all we're going to have.
Maybe Randall could do a quick song for us.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let's hear some karaoke. Come on, mate.
Well, what would you like to? What would you like?
Oh, what would we like? Let's have some Frank Sinatra. Go on.
Do. Do push by an animal, shake the tree.
I've never heard anything so bad in my life. So on that note, we're actually going to wind the station up, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We've had quite a few listeners in today. We've done a world first, which is get some seniors live on the radio who aren't even in the studio. So that's definitely something we're going to revive next week. Get working, and we're going to bring that back. What I want also is some requests for interviews. Which seniors would you like to hear interviewed? Who would you like to hear on the station? Any special guests you'd like to have on here? We will do our best. Aldox says just don't touch the Winamp screen. We had real problems with this when we were testing. It kept crashing. Every time you touch the broadcast system, it just bang, falls straight over, which is a bit of a nightmare. So anyway, I'm procrastinating. That's a word I've wanted to use for a long, long time. There was a reason for it. I'm going to leave you with Aerial Connect. That's a mono module. We can archive the broadcast to the website, as always. The archive should be online within the next couple of hours anyway, as soon as I can be asked to upload them. That's basically it. We've got to say thanks to Randall.
It's been nice. Thanks for having us.
And thanks to Drift.
Right, cheers.
that was nice and quick and prompt. These guys will probably be back at some point when I actually repair all my hardware again so they can break it. And we've still got a pile of hardware that nobody's won, so we'll have to sort it. Well, I think we'll
perhaps
have to get some of it.
Perhaps
away.
A lucky dip when you're doing your live ones at the scene parties.
Yeah, that's really a good idea. Yeah, bring all my dip. If I bring all the old kit to Deja Vu and just get a lucky dip, do some competitions or something. Yeah, I think that'd probably be a good idea. Yeah, definitely something we'll have to look into. Anyways, guys, finally, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again in 2 weeks, hopefully. I say hopefully because I'm not 100% sure I can make it then, but we should be back in 2 weeks. There is actually no secret part. I promise you there is no secret part. So when the string goes 404, it's actually 404. So guys, thanks very much for tuning in. Much appreciated. Keep checking the website, www.thehavoc.co.uk. Everybody that didn't listen in live and is listening to the archives, then tune in next week, or next show even, because you're really missing something when it goes live. And we will be back in a couple of weeks. That's Deathface,
Flandle,
and Mr. Drift.
That's signing out for the Havoc Free Scene Radio. We'll see you soon, guys.